right, so here's what I want to do. I want to play that comment from Joe Biden again, by number one. I want to play that again. Because I want this to be reinforced in what you think, in what you hear, and what you understand. Because Joe Biden seriously believes the economy has improved under his administration, which is just, it's cringeworthy. And again, I can't decide which is worse, him saying it or actually thinking that he might believe this. Because who knows what he knows? I mean, let's be honest, he's not exactly all there. He's not wrapped tight. He repeats stories that are patently false over and over again, even though his handlers are saying, Joe, don't do that story again. Stop. I'm sure they do. Anyhow, listen again. Here it is.
Terry, Blake, you take any blame for inflation, Mr. President?
I take any blame for inflation? No.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man. Remember what the economy was like when I got here? Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty. That's why I don't. Thank you.
So that's what the president says. What are the former defenders of Biden saying, or the sometime defenders, or the fair weather friends when it comes to major news outlets and the polls they've been doing? Well, it's not a good look for the president. Over on ABC, the pounding continued with the barrage of negative polling on the verge of the State of the Union. And Joe Biden listening to none of it, as you can tell. He's... Listen to this.
And our new poll this morning with the Washington Post shows significant warning signs for Democrats. More than half of the country disapproves of Biden's job performance, weighed down by significant discontent over the economy. 40% say they are worse off financially than they were 2 years ago. The most negative response to that question in nearly 40 years of our polling. And as Biden prepares for a likely 2024 re-election campaign, less than a third of Democratic voters want to see him renominated.
Less than a third. Only 31% of Democrats want Joe Biden to run again. Again, the only place they want him to run is to the door, but they're not sure he can make it that far. And at CBS, the polling is even worse, where the economy is crushing old Joe. Oh, Lord. Like, it's like trying to walk up the steps to an airplane. It's just, it's rough on him. Listen to this.
6 in 10 Americans believe the economy's condition is bad. Pessimism that has been in place over the last year. Among all America's challenges, our poll says the top priority, lowering inflation. 3 in 4 people said they worry about it the most.
I think you never fully stop holding your breath when you see prices going up.
Over the next year, our poll shows roughly 6 in 10 Americans expect the economy to be in recession or slowing. Many everyday Americans are sweating this economy. Instability generates insecurity.
I feel like it's kind of falling apart. Kind of, we need to rebuild it up. I don't know what the exact answer is.
Yeah, it's falling apart. So is that guy, but we can't help everybody here. 61%. Believe the economy is in bad shape, they say there. Meanwhile, CNN hammering on poor Joe and the economy, saying a record number of us are worse. So every place you go, ABC, NBC, CBS, doesn't matter. Even Chicken Noodle News is on the Joe's economy is lousy bandwagon. Listen to this.
And if you look at this poll, are you worse off financially since the president took office? This is in the Washington Post ABC poll. That's the highest number they've been polling for 37 years. And 41% of Americans say they're worse off since the president took office. That's the old Ronald Reagan question, right? Running for re-election, do you feel better off than you were 4 years ago? So that's a tough one.
Yeah, so there you have it. So 30 worst polling numbers in 37 years. And that was also the theme. Little Chucky Todd, worst we've seen in our polling over at NBC. You have CNN, worst we've seen in all the years of polling this. In all the polls saying the same thing, the worst numbers we've ever seen in 40 years, give or take. Why? Because people aren't buying what Joe Biden is selling. Because Joe Biden doesn't even know what he's selling. And yet, the diehard faithful just refuse to look at what is really happening out here. Some just refuse to accept what has happened to purchasing power for the American family. And when it comes to Joe being 80 years old, some won't even give an inch on that either. I'm not kidding you. Jim Clyburn, congressman from South Carolina, gave what he thought was some sort of an endorsement for Joe Biden, saying he's better than a lot of people 8 years younger. I just can't even make it up. Listen to this.
What do you say to the folks who say, you know, the guy is too old? Is age, should age be a consideration, or is his record and tenure in the Oval Office right now the thing that folks should focus their attention on?
Everything should be considered, but what is controlling is what you have to do. I have seen a lot of 72-year-olds not as capable as this 80-year-old.
I've been seeing a lot of 72-year-olds who are, you know, not as capable as this guy. Well, gee, that's a ringing endorsement. I've seen other senior citizens that aren't quite as good as he is. I'm sorry. That just tickles me. Ah, Lord, what an embarrassment. Anyhow, so we've got the State of the Union tonight. We'll have a complete breakdown of Joe Biden's breakdown tomorrow here on the program. Here's what he's not going to do. Take the blame for anything. He's going to pat himself on the back a lot. Talk about how well he's done and how awful it was when he took over. And all the things he's had to overcome with the economy and foreign policy. And how they're doing a great job at the border, if they even mention the border. The Chinese spy balloon, the Fang Fang balloon, the Fang Fang Express, I'm going to guess, is not going to get mentioned. Okay. And the economy, well, if you want to improve your own economy, how about a well-connected geothermal system for your home? That's one way to do it. A hybrid geothermal system will use the water from your well in the yard. If you have a well and you have well water, you have a renewable source of energy you maybe never considered. Yeah, it connects to your existing heating and cooling system. Could save you as much as 70%. It gives you heat through a state-of-the-art heat pump. Oh, yeah, thermodynamics at work. Plus, your cooling then becomes basically free because it's 52 degrees coming out of the ground where I live, always. At any rate, look it up, WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. You'll want to learn more. I'll be right back.